Welcome to...
An elaborate, sophisticated, but childish joke?
Time for fun. Time for smiles.
I don't have the time.
It's time for cat massage.
No!
No time for milk.
Time for us to bug out.
Yes, indeed.
I feel it's time for something dramatic. Something that'll surprise the audience. Keep their attention.
It's time for...
Satire.
The Sherlock stuff.
It's really sad when a society's main hero is a psychopathic killer.
It actually brings you
some motherfucking noise.
It resembles no natural phenomenon.
Something bad is in there.
Something very unusual.
Kind of strange, is it? It's almost mystical.
We're going to do it all in 25 minutes, 3 days a week.
We would like an explanation why you never stop.
I don't want to stop.
I don't want to hear about that shit.
What do you want me to do, sir?
Put on your most spectacular clothes and jewels.
Get a gun.
Just aim and shoot.
Ed McMahon.
Okay, here goes.
I'm Ed McMahon.
He was filled with anger
and fired his proton torpedoes.
The disciples did not understand his great power.
Do you understand?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Jesus will help.
Now all we have to do is f*** him as Jesus told us to do.
And they did.
And kissed Jesus.
Before Jesus came,
tears came to Jesus' eyes.
Good. You come inside for a minute and I'll show you.
And finally, when he came,
it was beautiful.
And Jesus said to his disciples,
I wish you'd sober up and let me get some sleep.
What were the disciples talking about?
Sexual harassment here, and I don't have to take it.
Take it before going to bed.
With me, your highness.
The ball is in your court, George.
Sexual perversion, including homosexuality.
This is George's specialty.
No matter who you are.
You are a pig.
Tell me who you are.
George Washington and Abe Lincoln.
They're fully occupied trying to destroy each other.
Crowds gathered on their route to the palace to cheer them on.
Just look at all the people here.
Big ones, little ones, even fat ones and skinny ones.
Look at that one with the bright red hair.
Hi, I'm Michael Bolton.
Aren't you sometimes called a dragon?
Yes, Mr. President.
In Nashville, the president tried to keep up the pressure.
By the short application of intense heat.
On or around the external sex organ.
Ouch!
That's very touching, honey. Now rub my feet.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Green and full of pointy spikes.
And what exactly does that mean?
This means I'm hungry.
When you're hungry for a great candy bar,
eat shit and die.
That's what I'm going to do.
He thought he saw something crouching behind a street lamp.
It was his underwear.
It was about 200 feet long and was made of iron plates held together by rivets.
What you need is some
rubber and leather garments
with a whip.
That's what we're after.
I'm talking about the abuse.
Yes, that's what a boy likes.
There's just punishment and pain.
Boy, oh boy, that'll be fun.
What do you want me to do, sir?
Have somebody beat me.
Will I ever?
I like it.
You might like
a giant dildo.
I'd like that.
New from Coleco.
It's a vibrator.
With these long-range rubber tips.
And here's the best part.
Its golden dome in the center, supported by silver columns.
Simply connect the appropriate size stainless steel rods.
You'll know it's time to turn the
knife on the counter.
Do you have any pumps in my size?
I have something else in mind.
Try tinkering with an old car and rebuilding it
into a tin can
before I lose my temper, or else you're gonna die here.
Ernie gulped. His body tensed. His eyes grew wider.
Be reasonable, Tiger. You can afford them. It's affordable. It's just $7 a week.
Make it 50 grand for it's a deal.
This deal sucks.
Yeah. Sick a cock.
But he stopped and thought.
What is he thinking about?
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Which delights some and disturbs many.
All your friends were interested.
He can still show Fred his special present.
It loves cats.
You, your friends, and your Johnson.
Terribly rude and not at all nice.
You, kids, and your Johnson.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Parents just don't understand a relationship.
But they've discovered something far more satisfying in their relationship.
What's that?
You and your Johnson.
Boy, this sure hits a spot.
A way of life for over 50 years.
That's just flat wrong.
Why do you think your mommy or daddy are always telling you, put that in your mouth?
Here's the penis.
And put it in your mouth.
Always ask someone you love before you put anything in your mouth.
Gee, Mom, can I?
I don't love you.
Okay, I love you. Can I eat the guitar?
No. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Sweet to all servicemen.
Would you help me get my men back?
Well, what do you think of that?
There are some really sick songs out there.
Yes, I agree.
And the emperor ordered that there should be no more performances of the work.
Good luck.
I'm so glad you listened to my story.
Well, I am not.